Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And our friend, Nick. I don't think you were on the mic.
Hello.
There you go. That's better. I'll be getting new mics. Probably not soon, but eventually. We'll get the boomstick.
All right, what we need to do is we just need to get a coat hanger.
I mean, maybe. Maybe. We are on the fifth issue of this Lock and Key arc, Lock and Key Head Games. If you'd like to listen to our previous four episodes, check out the previous four, as well as our coverage of the first volume, Lock and Key, Welcome to Key House, which can be found in episodes 64 through 69. Nice. I'm just not even getting knowledge of it anymore. Every time. Okay, anyway.
So we open up this one, and it's the fear that they pull out of Kinsey's head, and mm-hmm. This time it says... Epidemics of teen suicides as the cover story yep. on the newspaper, and it's basically just a fucking asshole.
Yeah, it's
you
babbling.
Look ugly naked. Mm-hmm. You look uglier dressed.
It's just babbling on. It's her fears. It's every fear that she has. Well, really, people have in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's just spouting all this shit out while the crying. Emotion is just crying constantly.
Oh God, I didn't. I thought, I thought she liked me. Oh, I'm such a whiny little bitch. But then, okay, right here, is this a circus fire or a circle fire? As the headline on that second picture. I'm gonna say circus fire.
I think circus.
Because circus sounds better. Cancer rates rise. Mm-hmm. I don't know who Tammy Fellowworth is, but apparently it was something.
I think that was an old childhood friend. Oh, she died in third grade from brain cancer.
Oh.
Because they were talking about cancer. Then we pan out.
Real quick, though. Did you get the ingredients list on the side of the bottle? It's actually the...
Yeah.
It's the information from the book.
Which is cool.
The writers
They did a really cool way of putting that stuff in there.
I think the last one was like graffiti on the side
yep.
of the
thing.
Mm-hmm. The battery station thing, whatever. Mm-hmm.
We pan out, and we have the four of them, Bode, Kinsey, Zach, and Tyler, looking on. Tyler's face is kind of in disgust, like, what the fuck did I just do?
Mm-hmm.
But you have the fear in there the entire time, like, trying to push the crying into submission. And in doing so, ends up knocking the bottle over. So Kinsey plugs it up with her thumb, and the fear that... who has this like knife dagger thing starts stabbing at a finger. And she asks for something to shove up top so that they can actually close it completely. So she's not putting her thumb there the entire time.
Which this kind of shows that the thoughts and stuff that come out of people's heads are actually physically dangerous to things.
Yes.
After it stabbed her and she's bleeding, Tyler actually has to point out that she's bleeding and she's like, oh, right. He stabbed me or shivved me a couple times. But it looks like a little face. Mr. Thumb is surprised. Like, it doesn't, like, the fact that she got stabbed and hurt and stuff doesn't even...
Right. Phase her. She's very... Yeah. She doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
We go to Brian and Duncan. And Duncan is, again, trying to get out of bed. He needs to get a hold of Tyler. Brian's like, look, you need to lay down. Like, you might have a concussion. Which, I guess if he had the concussion, why would they let him lay down?
But, yeah.
You know, whatever. But he's basically trying to get Duncan to just relax, calm down. We'll handle this. Just let it be. And he decides that once Duncan passes out, that he's just going to go grab beer from the fridge and finish watching the game. We go out to the two ladies that were following them, and they're still just sitting there. They're getting drunker and drunker because they got themselves a bottle of something. And they're going to wait until all the lights go out, till everybody's asleep, to go up there. And I don't think they're going to... I think they're just going to vandalize. I don't think they're really mm-hmm. going to, like, do anything harmful to them. But it's definitely...
Well, I don't know. She says she's going to burn this little fag fuck shack down with him and his boyfriend in it.
I think it's a lot of, like, tough talk. To
exactly. They like, seem I also very... don't think they're... It's all... It's...
I don't think they intend to, like, murder them. At most, scare them.
Yes.
Maybe beat that them up a little bit.
That was my take.
Yeah.
Could be wrong.
I don't know.
We don't know.
Because the big butch one's pretty angry about her boyfriend getting the shit kicked out of him by a bunch of queers in prison.
True.
Basically is what the last issue was talking about.
Which I find funny that you have to blame everybody for something that... Blame a whole... not race, but...
A group of people?
Yeah. For something that they aren't doing.
Yeah.
Hmm.
In the next panel over, you see Luke... waking up, Zach. Or getting up, Zach, whatever.
Ha! Not the only one.
Same person.
Zach, he's getting up. He never was like really falling asleep.
Of course not.
And he's like,
well, we do notice the time. Time is 1:35.
Right, 1:35.
I knew the time. There was time thing again.
Yeah, they keep doing that a lot. Yep. So he gets up and he's kind of like roaming the hall, heading towards Kinsey's room where they're keeping the key at, the head key. And on the way, he's singing, which I kind of thought was interesting because. That's a very Stephen King move to make the characters sing like that a lot. I don't know if you read a lot of Stephen King, but
I've only read Dark Tower.
He throws in random music sometimes, like just like the characters like singing hey, like little tunes. Hey Jude's a very common.
Hey Jude's
one.
A great one.
Yeah.
One thing that he goes in and grabs the head key from Kinsey's room. Mm-hmm. One thing that is noticed is fear in the bottle. Wakes up and sees what's going on.
Yes.
And the, you know, what Zach does is he goes in, he takes the anywhere key, goes into the police evidence room again, grabs another gun.
I've never seen a police evidence room, but I can almost guarantee they don't just have the shit sitting around in boxes like that.
Oh, I mean, everything's locked up.
This
usually.
Evidence room heavily makes me think of Hot Fuzz.
Yes. Yes.
I also wonder if it's one of those small town, they probably didn't, because this whole town's on an island.
Yeah. Well, this thing has, like, assault weapons, shotguns, and just everything.
So if it is from just the small town,
that's
a lot of firepower to have from an island. Anyways.
So, Luke grabs whatever assault rifle he has and goes over goes over to Duncan's house and takes the head key, unlocks it, and starts taking stuff out of Duncan's head. Basically, he just takes out the memories of Luke and him coming there.
Yeah, Luke and Duncan, both of them?
Well, Luke and Zach. Like, Luke from the past and Zach coming now.
From now, yes. Yeah. With a gun in his hand.
Yep.
And I think it's an MP5, honestly.
It's a gun. I don't know guns.
Big gun.
I don't know. Guns.
Not very big, but, you know.
And then he puts it back to sleep.
That's something you probably wouldn't find in a police lockup.
Shouldn't, in theory.
It's very intimidating. That's all you need.
So he goes to the bathroom and throws those memories down the drain as he's taking the piss. As he's leaving, he goes into the kitchen, grabs a banana, and starts to eat it. Brian comes walking in and sees Zach there. And he's like, "What? Like, hey, fuckface!" Like, Zach says, "Who are you?" And Brian says, "You know, that's my question. What are you doing in are you with those homophobic bitches? And what are you doing in my house?" And Zach finally puts it together. Earlier on, that I don't think we touched on, he asked Tyler if Duncan had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And Tyler said, "No, not really." And he's like. Oh, that's what Tyler meant about Duncan not having a girlfriend.
And he seems so nonchalant.
Exactly.
Again.
Well, yeah, again, it's the upper hand. He sees Brian with this kitchen knife as he's reaching down to grab his gun.
Right, and his reaction is just, bummer. Dude, I really didn't want to kill anyone tonight.
He goes to pull the trigger, but it looks like it's caught. The feed is shitty old feed. There we go. As Brian is running out, but he runs out, and I think he definitely freaks out the two girls, because as they were getting out to go,
key is front door. They're gonna write fag on the front
see, so
door.
They weren't actually gonna do anything. He comes bursting over the fence with this knife they rush back into the car and then they hit him with the car. Not, I don't think they meant to. Like, they were just trying to speed away and he was just right there. And Zach's looking on like, oh shit. All right, I'm out. But before he does leave, he carves up the picture of the cliff. And then we have Duncan. We have Duncan coming in to the kitchen because he's hearing the
police sirens.
Yep.
Yeah.
We then have Zach coming back to, similar to what we saw in the beginning of the, well, second issue. Ellie is laying in bed, wide awake. Zach opens up the door. She says, help me. And he comes in and says, I'm about to. And we know he goes in there and uses the head key on her.
Right.
I'd also like to point out that the next page. Time again.
Yep. It's been the previous page, too.
It says 220 right here. I think that's the hint that he was doing something to her because he doesn't come back till 255. It's 221.
Yes.
When he shows up there.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's been, because he took the key around, what did I say, 120?
Yeah.
He spends about 30 135.
Minutes. 135. 135. So, hour 20 minutes.
He spends 30 minutes with Ellie with that key.
Well, he had a lot to take out.
Mm.
He had to take out all the previous memories of Zach, or Luke, and then probably all of the magical shit with Luke, with Zach.
Yeah. Well, names. But he also got
also did other things. I guarantee he did.
Right. Well, that's, we know for a fact.
Yeah. Oh, well, yes. We'll see that here in just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I love this part, though, right here when he comes into Kinsey's room again. Mm-hmm. The fear is like, you know, wake up. He's not who you think he is. Get the fuck up. You know, he's in the room. Fuck, come on, hurry.
I mean, Kinsey's asleep, so she's not hearing it. But as she wakes up, he's still saying that. Like, he's here, he's here. He's not who you think he is.
Yeah.
And she also says, you can't trust him. Everything you think you know about him is wrong. He'll tell you lies and use you
to get what he wants.
Thank you.
And even if she did hear it anyway, do you think that she would actually listen to
him? No, because it's just a fear.
Yeah, right. Because it's fear, and without having that in her head, it's something she doesn't consider consequences.
Also, it sounds like any other thing that he'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Kinsey is like, let's go. Either one. Kinsey just puts the bottle into the drawer and closes the drawer. And she is like, so why did you actually come into my room? And, you know, he says, sorry for barging in. I'm glad you guys trusted me enough to tell me about the keys. And Kinsey's like, well, I was mad at first. I was mad at Tyler at first. I didn't want anyone else to know. I was scared to trust anyone. Isn't that terrible? And as she's saying this, she's, you know, leaning into Zach. You know, she starts to say, I had a small crush on you. How crazy is that? I could just admit it now. I'm not afraid to tell people what I think to them anymore, or I think of them now. You're my brother's friend, and you're important to him, so you're off limits. And that's fine for now, I guess. But I would like to kiss you. I see what to see what that feels like. Would you mind? Could we try that just once? And he's trying to, roundabout way, say no. You know, I didn't brush my teeth. But she kisses him anyway. And she's like, bananas. Because it's like she just had he just ate some bananas. It's weird.
Yeah, when he was over at Duncan's house.
Exactly. And that's how we end this issue. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this lock and key story.